since we came, it has been very quiet, very peaceful. And the Malawi Electoral Commission, they've told us in a briefing last week that they have everything in place. That will have to be tested today and tomorrow, because that's when we expect the voting materials to be arriving at the voting stations. But so far, they indicated to us that everything is under control.
You witnessed some of the campaigning activities in the run-up to the election. How was the campaigning, and how are prospective Malawians behaving ahead of the election?
Yeah, well, I've been to many places here in Malawi. I've been to rural parts of Malawi, such as Chinji near the Zambian border, which is my country. I've also been to very remote places within here, Lilongwe, down in the mountains and so forth. And, of course, I'm a resident in Lilongwe, so I have a picture of both the rural and the outlying parts. The first thing is it's very peaceful. I've not even seen anyone pointing finger at another candidate or wagging a finger or taunting them, nothing. So it's very peaceful. The campaigning themselves, from what we've been seeing, are extremely quiet. I've attended meetings in rural areas. I'm also attending a public rally yesterday. It's all very quiet. Of course, a rally is a very jubilant place. There's lots of music, lots of dancing, and lots of performances, but it has been extremely peaceful.
From the meetings you've had with other stakeholders, civil society groups, the Electoral Commission, as well as the political parties, what is the coordination to ensure transparency of the elections?
We had briefings from important stakeholders. We had briefings from the Malawi Electoral Commission. They told us what they've organized. We've had meetings with a civil society umbrella organization. They also gave us their perspective. We had meetings with academics. Of course, like everywhere else, now and then there were accusations of wrongdoing, which of course were not verified. We encourage people, when they see wrongdoing, first of all, to report to the Malawi Electoral Commission, because they and they alone have the authority to intervene in cases where anything is going wrong. The civil society people also, I think, when they talked to us, they said they are reasonably comfortable that everything is running well. Again, of course, they do express concerns here and there. And once again, we encourage them to go and speak to the Malawi Electoral Commission, or if they have direct evidence of what they are fearing, to share that with us, which we shall be very happy to pass on to the Malawi Electoral Commission. So we also had a meeting with one member of the diplomatic missions stationed here in Malawi, who gave us their perspective. And from what they said, they seemed to be satisfied that things were going to order. They also indicated they did receive complaints in here and there, which they said were unverified. So this is what has been happening here.
Following the briefing, do you think measures have been instituted or established to ensure that any possible electoral dispute is addressed, to ensure there's no possible election violence during and after the elections?
Well, from the indication that we have been getting from the Malawi Electoral Commission, and also speaking to party activists on the ground, both rural and urban, no one has really raised anything serious in terms of being hindered to carry out their canvassing activities. No one has made that indication. At least in the areas where we have visited, there has not been any incidents of violence at all. Now, going forward, we don't know. We don't know what will happen. But our responsibility is to help the Malawians to have the elections run as per their law, as per their regulations, as per the expectations of the Malawians themselves, As of now, I have no indication to suggest that there will be violence, but I think let's wait and come to that point. I think the most exciting time in an election period is the voting process itself, the counting of the votes themselves, and the aftermath. I don't want to speculate about what's going to happen during those times. All I want to emphasize is that for now, as we speak to people, as we observe, there's nothing to suggest that there should be violence or difficulties as of now.